Congressman Raja Krishnamoorthy joins us now on WGN. Congressman, good morning.
Hey, good morning, John.
There's several topics I just want to bounce off of you. We'll go kind of quickly and in no particular order, but maybe we should start here. What are your thoughts about the rail strike and Congress's intervention?
Well, I think that right now we're kind of in a situation where we can't have a rail strike or a work stoppage because it would basically cause, it looks like 765,000 Americans to lose their jobs in the first 2 weeks of the strike, coming on the, you know, basically the eve of the holiday season. It would really cripple our economy. So Congress is going to step in right now with legislation to basically adopt an agreement that was reached by many or most of the labor unions and the railroads. I think in a bipartisan way, make sure that we avert this work stoppage.
You would vote for that?
Yes, I will. And I will also vote for a companion piece of legislation, which incorporates 7 days of paid sick leave, which I think is reasonable. And again, I think it's probably going to receive bipartisan support, but I think both of those measures should pass today in Congress.
I'm amazed that they don't have more regular schedules and sick days. And I know they're up for a 24% pay increase, but how can they be denied sick days? That doesn't even seem lawful.
It doesn't make sense. You know, a lot of these folks, as you say, are working very unusual hours, long hours. They're away from home. And basically, they had to negotiate with the railroads recently just to take paid time off to go to a doctor's appointment.
Yeah.
And I think it makes sense to have these paid sick days just as others do, especially, you know, now we know after having gone through a pandemic, what happens when sick people go to work, other people get sick. And you it's not good. It's not good for the health of the railroad workers or their families or others.
Were you surprised to see the margin in the Respect for Marriage Act 6136? So we had several Republicans cross the line. Granted, three of them in the Senate aren't running for re-election, and some of them were predictable, too. But there was bipartisan support for something that's kind of a hot-button issue for people.
I'm not surprised, only because I think most people take this for granted now, John, that people should be able to marry the person they love, regardless of the gender. And I think that,
or the race,
and I think that after the recent Supreme Court decisions, namely the Dobbs decision, which really upended a constitutional right that women had been relying on for 50 years, I think now folks think, you know, the Obergefell decision, which you know, basically establish the right to gay marriage, is also under threat. And we can't allow a situation where people's marriages are threatened or people are, you know, not able to marry the person they love going forward.
773 texted in before you came on and said, it's a shame that Congress passed the same-sex marriage bill. Where is our morality? There are still some people, including some of the Republicans who voted for it, that think that it is immoral, that marriage should be between a man and a woman. But they also said that they would respect either states' rights or individual prerogatives. So I'm not exactly sure how you have one belief and vote the other way, but there's still plenty of people out there that feel that way.
I'm reminded of what one senator said, which is, if you don't want to marry someone of the same gender, don't do it.
Well, that works.
And I think that we should let people, you know, enjoy this basic, very basic constitutional right.
Talk to me about what's going on in China. It is chilling in a way how almost efficient the Chinese security apparatus and police try and put down protests, but yet protests they are all across that country over the strict COVID lockdowns. What's your read on what's happening there, and what's the takeaway for us in America?
My read is that a lot of people are extremely upset about the botched response to COVID-19. I think your listeners probably know this already, but basically the People's Republic of China did not go the way of the United States in adopting mRNA vaccines or purchasing mRNA vaccines for the population so that people could get vaccinated and move on with their lives. Instead, they decided to completely lock down the economy, now going for maybe 3 years. And so all kinds of protests are erupting. A lot of it feels very organic to me, John. I don't think it's like super orchestrated. I think it's just people who are incredibly upset about what's happening. My office put out a statement today. I put out a statement today saying that, you know, we've seen a violent crackdown beginning on these protesters, and the continued use of force, will definitely invite international scrutiny and severe consequences from the international community. I always think about Tiananmen Square, John, when I see what's happening with the Chinese Communist Party, and we cannot tolerate anything like that again.
What is your take on some Republicans in your chamber's plans for when they take control of the House, all of the investigations they plan to initiate, some 40 of them, foremost among them an investigation of Hunter Biden? How necessary is that, and what's your attitude about that?
Well, I think that you need to have responsible oversight of any executive branch from Congress, and that makes a lot of sense. And if it's done responsibly, that's one thing. But on the other hand, if we are, for instance, going to be endlessly investigating Hunter Biden, or worse yet, relitigating the 2020 presidential election, because Donald Trump, who's already announced his run for the presidency, is going to put a lot of pressure on my colleagues to do so. I can tell you the voters don't want that. And we saw that in this last election. I mean, they believe the big lie is a big distraction, and it should have no business being the subject of investigations in Congress.
Congressman Raja Krishnamurthy, out of time today, the Democrat from the 8th District in Illinois. Come to our studio next time you're in town or available, Congressman. It's always good to hear your voice. We'd love to see you here at the station sometime.
Would love that. Thanks, John.